Dear precious souls of God, we hope you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
He won a victory. Hallelujah.
The four types of commitment. Somebody say the four types of commitment.
The four types of commitment.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when we found this place and told everybody that we are going to start having church, I was very worried that do I still have church members? So I thank God that you are still here. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for yourselves and give God the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say the four types of forgiveness. Sorry, of commitment. The four types of commitment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first one,
Samatomo,
is what we call fair weather commitment. Fair weather commitment. Turn your Bibles with me to Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 4. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 4. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 4. Are you there? Please read it for me, Mr. Mtweni.
Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 4. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor man is avoided by his neighbor.
Read it one more time.
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Wealth makes many friends, but the poor man is avoided by his neighbor.
Hey! Wealth. When you become wealthy, all of a sudden, even the uncle you've never met suddenly introduces himself. Don't you remember me? I used to carry you when you were young. Oh, man.
Hey.
But when you are facing struggles, when you are facing problems, the friends become very few. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now, in the church and in the house of God, there are four types of Christians
who have
these four levels of commitment. So there are Christians who have what we call fair weather commitment. In other words, they come to church, they are around when everything is going well. But the minute that things are not going well, they disappear. We don't see them anymore. Ask your neighbor, which one are you? Which one are you? Do you stay around even through the hard times? So there are many Christians when everything is going well. Wow, I'm in the church. Recently when we were phoning people and say, hey, we are from Healing Fire Ministry. They say, who? What? What is that? They've even forgotten our name. Because over the past 5 months, we were struggling. We didn't have a place to meet. And they've forsaken us completely. Even our name has left their mind. No, Goskolong. It's a fair weather type of Christian.
He's
a Christian who is only around when times are good. That's the lowest type of commitment. Imagine a brother comes to propose you. But when things are hard, he disappears. When I was eyeing my wife back then, one of the things that I wanted to see is that, is she strong? Because I knew from back then that the journey that I want to take, David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, when I watched her, I said, this person, I ticked the one box, she is strong. But there are people who are not like that. One little thing. They've disappeared. When the waters have come down, then they reappear. But I want to encourage you, don't be that type of Christian. Don't be that type of church member. Let your level of commitment be stronger than that. There are Christians that when they wake up on Sunday, they look at the weather.
It's cold today. They sleep.
It's a fair weather Christian. They look at the weather. It's raining. Even pastor will understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the lowest type of commitment. If your commitment even to the church is like that, how much more your commitment to God? One of the scriptures that scare me to learn, the Bible says one day to God is like a thousand. And a thousand is like one day. It means that some of us, God hasn't seen us or heard from us since 2,000 years ago. If you miss one day, it's like you've missed a thousand. Let your commitment be strong. Be unshakable. Be unmovable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One brother came to me and said, Pastor, I'm moving to Joburg. I said, Joburg. In my mind, that was the last I will see him. And so I discouraged him as much as I could. Don't go to
Joburg.
That brother said to me, Pastor, don't worry. I will come to church. Do you know that every Sunday, this guy would be in church? You live how many steps away from church? How many steps? Be committed to the house of God.
Amen.
Your amen is not blessing me. Amen. Don't be a fair weather type of Christian. Don't be a fair weather type of church member. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say, I'm changing.
I'm changing.
Amen.
Amen.
When we started building here, we had two guys who were helping us build. And so day one was cleaning all the grass and removing it. Day two, we started digging. When that guy saw the work that needed to be done, he said,
said no.
And the men left.
Atzamaya.
There are Christians like that. When they see that,
they say no.
I'll come back when you are finished. Oh man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So become a very committed Christian in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then number two.
Sabubedi.
There is the situational type of commitment. Situational type. Situational type.
Hulaula kima yemo gore abyang.
I think it's right. Someone says situational type.
Situational type.
Now, some of you,
Babang Baluna,
when we were at the school, I mean like this sister here,
go tshwana le a se ona
mona. I think from your house to the school was about 20 steps.
Nearly
1, 2, 3, 20 she's in the gate of the school. Now she has to climb mountains. You see that mountain? She has to climb mountains to come to church. But there are people, just one little move of the church, you won't see them again. Because the situation has changed.
I
listen to me.
Amen.
Hey, Pastor, now the church is too far. Some of you won't even tell us. You just disappear. You are a Christian that is moved by situations and circumstances. Many Christians, when the church is facing trouble, they disappear. Other Christians, when they are facing troubles, they disappear. I found many people to learn
it,
who they would like to be in church. But when I say, come to church, they say, hey, Pastor, I want to fix this thing before I come. I want to correct this thing before I come. You know, I had that type of mind. Before I got born again, I was struggling with sin. When I got saved, I was still struggling with sin. And every Sunday morning, I feel too guilty to come to church. Because the previous week, I have been swimming in sin. Sometimes even the previous night, I'd be swimming in sin. So to wake up and to come and sit down and to hear the preacher preaching, I couldn't handle it. Then one day my friend called me and said, let's go. And took me to church. When I went there, I decided to give myself to God. To my surprise, without struggle, months went.
Then
I realized, I haven't sinned for months.
More.
Those things that had wrapped themselves around me have suddenly disappeared. I didn't fast. I didn't pray. I just gave myself. But many Christians, they watch situations and what they are going through before they can commit themselves. I tell you, you will fight and fight and fight. You will never overcome. Satan is strong. He's not a small boy. Before you were born, he was there. Before the earth was formed, he was there. He's no small boy. He will deal with you if you are not careful. It's only with the strength and the power of God that you can defeat the enemy. So don't allow yourselves to be moved by situations, to be moved by circumstances. I don't know. Maybe in the next couple of months, maybe in a year or two, God may move us to another place. Wherever you go, don't allow yourself to be moved by situations and circumstances. If you have to walk, walk. There was a time in my life I used to walk for 3 hours to go to church.
3 hours.
3 hours. I walked to church. I used to be an usher. I carry my Bible. I walk. I used to go to church in Sunnyside. And I stayed here in Pretoria East.
And
I walk. Pastor, why didn't you just find the church close? I was committed to my church. So I walked. Those days I go to my parents, please, I need money for transport. They say, my son, I don't have money. Okay, it's fine. I walk.
Maya.
My commitment was strong. allow situations to move you. Don't allow circumstances to move you. What I have learned about life is that those who are successful are those who are faithful. Before you can have some level of success in life, you have to be faithful in certain things that you do. If you are a student, you have to be faithful in studying, in reading. God will not just supernaturally make you pass and you haven't studied. So you have to be faithful. Some of you, when you go to work, you are so lazy at work. From 8 to 5, you haven't done anything.
8 to 5, how are you sepe?
And then at the financial year end, why? You want an increase. Sis, man. Not telling her to say sis, man. You don't work. You don't do anything.
How bereki? How you just sipe?
You're always complaining.
Wangongorega fela.
I
am tired.
You sit down on your phone the whole day.
Obama phone unglitsatse ka moka.
Then at the end of the month, you want to carry a salary.
Obatla mogolo mafelang a kgwedi.
Wow.
Wow.
I hear that certain employees have not gone to work for 1 month.
Ba bereki ba bang ba ya merekong for kgwedi.
Expecting to get money from.
Banyaka go kira chelete kae.
I don't even know why I'm saying that. Langkwati is alawan. So don't allow yourself to be moved by situations. No matter how difficult life can be. One day I was going with my pastor. And we walked into a lift.
Ratena a lift.
And a certain gentleman walked in, and him and my pastor knew each other. And my pastor said, wow, long time, I haven't seen you. And my pastor was saying, do you still love the Lord? Then the man said, Pastor, now I'm a Muslim.
Arbianongi Muslim.
And I said, my pastor said, what? And he said, Pastor, my eyes have been opened. Many people are moved by troubles. Troubles.
Matata.
When you face a trouble, you go to that church. When you face a trouble, you go to that church. When you face a trouble, you are just, situations is controlling you. I knew you won't say amen. I'm preaching to myself. It's okay. Tell a neighbor, don't be a situational type of Christian. Be committed.
Dear.
Tell them, be committed.
Be committed.
Be committed. Imagine if I take a tree and I plant it here. And then a month later, I say, no, but I don't like it here. Then I move it and I plant it here. Then a few days later, I say, hey, but the children run here. Then I tell, I come and plant it here. Will that tree ever grow? You know, some of the people, they struggle in their spiritual life only because they're just moving around. They are never stable. They are never committed to one place. Where God can build them. Where God can work in them, where God can strengthen them, but they just keep shifting. Keep shifting. When there's troubles here, they shift here. When there's troubles here, they shift here. When there's troubles here, they shift here. You know, recently I've been watching my daughter. My daughter will say, Daddy, I want this. And I say, okay, my daughter, I'll do it for you. Let's say, for example, she wants food. And I'll be preparing food for her. Then she'll come, ah, Daddy, I want food. But I'm busy. Then the person will start crying. I want food. And I realize that many Christians are like that. Father, I want to get married. Then God said, okay. Let me get you a nice husband, a nice wife. Before you know it, Daddy, why won't you answer me? But I'm still working. Calm down. Then you move to another place. Then you move to another place. And then you move to another place. And you move to another place. And you move to another place. To another
place.
Because now you are trying to help God. Please don't say amen, okay? I'm preaching to myself. Someone says situational.
Situational.
Are you being led by situations? Or is your commitment to God and to His house very strong? Ask your neighbor. Hallelujah. I'm on number what?
Three.
Number three. The next type of Christian is the one who is non-situational. Number two was situational. Number three is non-situational. These are the type of Christians that we want. They are not moved by trials. They are not moved by problems. Even if the church can move 10 times, they are there. You must decide that I want to be a non-situational type of Christian. Whether there's COVID-19 or not COVID-19, I'm still a Christian. Whether I lose my job, I don't lose my job, I'm still a Christian and a strong one. Whether I'm getting married or not getting married, I'm still a strong Christian. I hear that when I was getting married, people were watching me to see whether I will still be a strong Christian. And they are still watching, and I'm still a strong Christian. If they are not careful, they will watch until they die, and I will still be a strong Christian. But some people, the minute they marry, oh, brother, sister, are you coming to church? Hey, pastor, I have to cook.
Oh.
Are you the first person to get married in this life? Person to have a husband? Are you the first person to have a wife? I knew you won't say amen. It's okay. So don't allow trials and the situations and circumstances of life to trouble you. Some people who are sitting here used to be strong Christians. But when they faced one or two troubles, the Christianity became flimsy. Decide to be committed to God and decide to be committed to the house of God. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. When Jesus died and resurrected on the third day and then went to heaven, in Acts chapter 1, the apostles came together.
Apostles,
and they said, we need to find another one who will take Judas's place. And do you know what was the criteria they were looking for? They said, someone who was there from the beginning, from the baptism of Jesus Christ. It means that someone who has been around. When we are going there, when this was happening, when there was a storm, he was around. And they selected an individual who had been around from the beginning. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
So decide to be a type of Christian who is not moved by situations. It's very important. It's very important. Life can knock you so hard that even praying is difficult. But decide to keep pressing on. Decide to keep pushing. Sometimes you may fall. There is a reason why the Bible says, though a righteous man may fall seven times, How many times?
Seven times.
Seven times. Yet shall he rise again. Yet shall he what?
Rise again.
So don't allow yourself. You have failed the school. So what? Keep coming. Keep serving God. Keep loving God. Keep worshiping God. Keep praising God. You have lost your job. So what? Keep praising, worshiping, loving Him. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Become a Christian who is not moved by the situations of life.
God, matata abopilo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the last one for today
Sub-fellow.
Is what we call marital commitment. Marital commitment.
Ke go tshwana le motho o anyetseng.
Read for me Romans chapter 7 and verse 4. Romans chapter 7. Verse 4. Someone say marital commitment.
Marital commitment. Romans chapter 7 and verse 4. Likewise, brethren, you have undergone death as to the law through the crucified body of Christ, so that now you may belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God.
Read it one more time.
Likewise, my brethren, you have undergone death as to the law through the crucified body of Christ, so that now you may belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit for God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of your Bible says that you should be married to another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in other words, we are married to Christ. We are married to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when your commitment to God and your commitment to the house of God is at the level of a marital type of commitment, you know, when it comes to marriage, the Bible says, and these two shall become one. Do you understand? It means that you are now linked together. It means that now you are united together. And what the Bible says about marriage, it says what God has brought together, let no man put asunder. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So, the day you get married, you are in it for life. That's why we say until death what?
Do us apart.
It means that the only thing that will separate us is death.
Amen.
That's the marital type of commitment. Recently, my wife said something to me. She said, even if we live under the bridge, I will be with you. I said, ash.
I am married here.
Hey! Even if we live under the bridge, we'll live there together. Wow!
Wow!
That's a higher level type of commitment. And that's the type of commitment that we must have towards the Lord.
Amen.
And towards his house. That's what we must endeavor to get to.
I wonder
what David was going through
when he said,
though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What does the valley of the shadow of death look like? There was another gentleman called
Job.
In one day, he lost all his businesses. In one day, 10 10 of his children died one day. Then his wife said, just curse this God and die. And he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I follow him. It's a marital type of commitment. Recently, my wife and I have been facing trials. And I said to her, no matter what we are going through, I cannot stop following God. If I don't have God, who do I have? If I don't go to God, where will I go? Marital type of commitment. You see, in marriage, that is where you start having fruits. At least that's where you are supposed to. Someone say in marriage.
In marriage.
So until you become a committed type of Christian, you will never produce fruits towards God. And the Bible says that the only thing that can follow you into eternity is your works on the earth. The fruits that you are bearing while you are living on the earth. And those fruits are only possible when your commitment is the marital type of commitment to God. And to his house. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
So I want to encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, as we have moved to another place, it comes with all types of new challenges that we never used to have at the school. Now in the mornings we have to carry chairs, which is something that we never carried before. Now we're going to have to maintain. You see, the grass is going to grow. The places, now we have to clean. It's no longer, we are not longer in somebody else's place. So it comes with new challenges. It comes with new types of difficulties. But if you are not a certain type of Christian, when you see the challenge, you run away. You have to be committed. Because I believe that God is taking us far. I believe that from here, God will send us to the nations. Some of you, I must send you to Limpopo. Where's Limpopo? I must send you to Limpopo. Some of you, I must send you to KZN. Some of you, I must send you to Cape Town. Some of you, you are too local. Too local. You only speak Sotho.
Obolela Sotho fela.
When I send you to Cape Town to go do the work of God there, there's no Sotho speaking person.
Baya theta.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you, I want to send you to Zimbabwe. Some of you,
Zimbabwe.
I want to send you to Mozambique.
Mozambique.
Be committed. I cannot send you if you are not committed. And if I don't send you, you will never have a certain experience with God. You will never have a certain walk with God. You will never have a certain fellowship with God. You will never know that you, when you lay your hands on someone, the person can be healed. For as long as you are sitting in the chair, looking at the weather, looking at situations, you will never know that you can speak and demons can come out. But you have to be committed. It's your commitment that over time God will reveal himself in you and through you. Do you know what the Bible says? They that believe, they will cast out devils. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. They will drink deadly poison, and nothing will happen to them. Has that happened to you? Have you cast out devils?
Wile wa khalimela satane.
Have you laid your hands on the sick and the person recovered?
Na wile wa rapella motho
wa tsuga. Have you done deadly things and you are still alive?
Wa no se siling kotse.
You will never know that is true until you go.
O ka setse ba go fitla o tsamaya. Wa berekela
motho. Do the work of God.
Wa yetsa mereko
wa motho. You always be a crying Christian. Papa, why? Why?
Daddy, why?
You always be a touch the screen Christian. Touch the screen. Touch the screen. Ah! You should be the one that is helping people. For when, for the time you ought to be teachers,
we
have need that one teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. If you don't decide to be committed, you will ever be a baby Christian.
Baby Christian, Chosa Dinheli.
We have to call you. Hey, are you coming to church today?
What, like a Jeko?
How long have you been born again?
Oh, Polo Sito Ning.
Your commitment is too weak. Your commitment is too small. And therefore, spiritually, you are not bearing any fruits.
How? Otso.
Not long ago,
Khale.
I saw my friend
Kiboni Chomiaka
in a vision.
Ki ne kibona.
And he came to me.
Atla honna.
He said, "My friend,
Are Chomiaka,
please take care of my wife."
Komela mosadi waka.
What did I say?
Please take care of my wife.
When I came out of the thing,
he kibona seo.
I said, "This guy is planning to die."
Motho o unyaka go tlokofala.
And I said, "God must have shown me this thing."
Because
he doesn't want this gentleman to
die. So I started
praying for him.
Father,
preserve his life.
Protect
him, O God. Shield him, O God.
I
pray that by the blood of Jesus, he will live and not
die.
Just recently he called me. In fact, yesterday,
Mabane.
He said, "My friend, I almost died." I almost died. Now, that fruit, that is a fruit that I have borne. At least in heaven, I have one thing. Someone was about to die, and my prayers have saved him from dying. But I can do that because I have been faithfully committed to God. Faithfully following. Through the difficult times, through the good times, I have been holding on. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Your amen is not blessing me.
Amen.
I say your amen is not blessing me. Become a committed believer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Nompumelelo and I were speaking not long ago. And I was saying to her, our people have not seen church. Now they will start seeing church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now for us to become the type of church that God has called us to be, you are going to have to show the highest level of commitment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because by the grace of God, I want us to get to a level where every day, we are being kept busy by God. But for you to get to that level, you have to be committed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus and give him praise. Amen.
Amen.
Are you going to be a committed Christian? Please make sure that you give yourself wholly to Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope that you are blessed. For inquiries, contact 082-682-6048 or send us an email at info@healingfireministries.com or go to our website www.healingfireministries.com. May God be with you.